Let me hear that beat, man. That's the beatest beat.
You're listening to the SoCal Sessions on the Insomnia Radio Network. We are a local music cast showcasing independent artists across LA, Orange, and Ventura counties, as well as the Inland Empire and surrounding areas. To get more info on our shows or how to subscribe, please visit our site, socal.insomniaradio.net.
We are going to go.
Welcome back to the sixth episode of the SoCal Sessions, and the second episode since our new feed launch 2 weeks ago. The first band we had for you today is 50 Foot Wave with their track Vina Cava. You may remember Kristen Hirsch and Bernard Georges of Throwing Muses fame. They released this album free through Creative Commons, and the press release said that the decision to use free recording downloads as an innovative promotional tool was arrived at because the cost of distributing retail CDs, promoting the band through touring, and marketing through traditional methods have become prohibitively expensive. Kristen Hirsch has a new album, a solo project that was released January 23rd called Learn to Sing Like a Star. And I must say, it's probably the best release that I've heard so far this year. And you could check her out at Amoeba Records. She's playing a free show in a week or two. And you can check out all the links to her related projects in the show notes. That's at socal.insomniaradio.net. Second track you heard was called The Key by the group Jet Across Belgium. They formed in the spring of 2006 in Los Angeles, and I wanted to play that right after 50 Foot Wave because it kind of reminded me of the vocal stylings from Throwing Muses. Harold Rode was a former producer of Poe and Amanda Perez, and he decided to start this group after meeting Alex Cross, the creator of the HBO series Project Greenlight. Bethany Garbo is the baby of the band at 21 years old, and she recently moved to LA from New Hampshire in order to expand her musical horizons. She met Harold while attending a show at the Viper Room, and since then they've recorded over 20 songs in different genres and have been played on a few different radio shows as well as featured in the magazine called Downtown LA Life. You can check out more of their music at myspace.com, Jet Across Belgium. Alright, let's keep the music going with a track by Immune called In Your Place.
I'm gonna light up the sky like the 4th of July until I'm wiping the smile from your face. The ammunition I need and the difference it makes, because I'm putting you back in your place.
I come alive when I notice the difference it makes. Good Night Burbank is a comedy about the people who bring you the news while they're bringing it.
Are you hitting on her? Is no one safe?
No, you are.
See for yourself why USA Today calls it a lot better than 99% of the stuff on TV. For the full story, head to goodnightburbank.com.
Austrian officials have jailed British historian David Irving for denying that the Holocaust ever happened. Whew, makes you think.
Yeah, about censorship.
No, I mean about whether the Holocaust ever happened or not.
Good Night Burbank. Breaking news. Broken reporters.
It's late at night, the kids are tucked up tight, and you're live in the lounge with Mike Curley from Clever Bastards. Well, you will be every other week coming very soon. Live in the Lounge has joined forces with the incredible Insomnia Radio to bring you some of the best independent artists and bands out there today. What is Live in the Lounge? Well, it's simple. 45 minutes of uninterrupted world-class acoustic session music. Now, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. This is the first show and premiere show of its kind. Often wish you could hear your favourite independent artist perform from the comfort of their own home. Well, this is a show for you. 150% pure talent from the US, UK, Europe and beyond. Now, we've been working with the managers of some of the best unsigned artists out there, like Grayson Hill, Andy Sisko, Randy Hansen, Jeff Grable, Junk, Blame Amy, one being Seattle's own Massey Ferguson, recorded in front of a studio audience at the incredible Live in the Lounge studio, which I own. So make sure you subscribe, boys and girls, fasten your seatbelts, because it's late at night, the kids are tucked up tight, and you're live in the lounge.
Take it away, guys.
Produced by Mike Curley and Insomnia Radio. To get your fix, visit lounge.insomniaradio.net or subscribe feeds.feedburner.com/live-in-the-lounge.
Freshly
That last track was the unreleased demo, Dancing on Paper, by Gertie Fox. One part Todd Calvert, one part Ian Capilotto, add some Matthew McColney, and a dash of Joseph Martin, and you have the recipe for Gertie Fox. It looks like they came from two different sides of the country, Pennsylvania and Orange, California, and I think they're based in LA now, and they have one EP and two full-length releases, which you can get through their website, gertiefox.com, or you can go over to Amoeba Records. It looks like they have the CDs on sale there. The most recent CD is called An Imaginary Meeting in the Woods, and, you know, it's incredible. They have a song also, which I thought was kind of cool, called Insomnia, which is definitely a highlight. So check them out, and you could also get to their MySpace site, myspace.com/Gertie Fox. The first band in that block of two was Immune with the track In Your Place. They were originally from Providence, Rhode Island, and in July of 2004, they relocated here to Los Angeles. They've had the pleasure of opening up for Local H and Lighthouse, and their debut EP called Fading in the Sun has sold in excess of 20,000 copies and garnered the band major critical acclaim. You can pick that up over at eMusic or CD Baby, or you can check out their websites, which I've provided links to in the show notes. The two promos you heard in between the two tracks were for Goodnight Burbank, a local internet and podcast show, which actually their business desk anchor on the show was featured on an episode of The Office this last Thursday. The second promo you heard was for Mike Curley from The Clever Bastards, his show here on the Insomnia Radio Network called Live at the Lounge. So go check both of those out at the links in the show notes. All right, here's three bands we've played before here on the show. They are all playing within a week of each other at the gig in Hollywood, and following that, we'll play you a little bit of music news, so catch you in a few. We'll be right back.
life is always to and fro, and patience never ever knows what to do with it. You die.
This is Shane from The Rewinds, and we're pleased to tell you that we are in the running for Spin.com's Artist of the Year. This is a huge opportunity for us and all the other bands nominated, so please head on over to spin.com/artistoftheyear and cast your vote.
Welcome to a special edition of Insomnia Radio Music News for February 9th, 2007. We're going to call it David versus Goliath. Hey gang, Jason here, and as Shane from The Rewinds already mentioned, they are up for Spin.com's coveted Artist of the Year award. It started with 260 bands, 32 finalists, and now there are only 16 left. The Rewinds are in the second round, and this is really, really exciting. A few months back, they were nominated as Spin's Artist of the Month, and that was killer. But now they have a chance to be Spin.com's Artist of the Year in the independent category. But wait a minute. There's something wrong with the picture. They've been pitted against a band called The Format, formerly signed by Atlantic Records. Their first disc was released on Elektra. Now their new disc is released on the Vanity label, which is a direct Sony BMG imprint, which, as you can imagine, sounds far from independent. The Rewind's debut LP, which made my top 10 records of Insomnia Radio because it's just awesome, was released on Livewire Recordings, which is an indie label out of Georgia with about 8 bands. And on a side note, all of the bands are phenomenal. And you know what? These guys really deserve it. So, in a manner of speaking, it's time for David to slay Goliath. And I wouldn't normally break format if I really didn't believe in the Rewinds and what they're doing and what Livewire Recordings is doing. These guys have earned it. So here's what you can do. Please go to spin.com/artist of the year and cast your vote for the Rewinds. Now, maybe you don't like the Rewinds. That's okay. But listen to the format as well. You can listen to a track by each band and make your decision from there. If you are a fan of the Rewinds, you should know that you can vote an unlimited amount of times every day until Thursday, February 15th. All they ask for is your name and your email address. And you can opt out of any type of newsletters or spin.com news that they want to send you. So it's pretty risk-free. It only takes a few seconds. And I would love to see the Rewinds win this against a band that really shouldn't be considered an indie. But regardless of all that, guys, thank you for listening to Insomnia Radio. Thank you for voting for the Rewinds. And since I've taken up a few minutes of your time, I want to take you out with one of my favorite Rewinds tracks. This is A New Shade of Red.
Thanks, Jason. That was The Rewinds from Birmingham, Alabama, who are friends of the network. Go support them and Cold War Kids, who are locals from Long Beach. They're both in the running for Spin Magazine's Artist of the Year in the Indie category. So, the three bands that we played previous to the news were Letters Burning with Each Day That Passes By. They're from Los Angeles. We played them on the main show and the inaugural Southern California show. They kind of sound like Fall Out Boy, Salsa, and Taking Back Sunday, and are based out of Santa Monica, or I think possibly West LA. Their Almost Midnight EP is out now, which you could purchase through Snowcap and PayPal through MySpace. They're playing a gig in Hollywood on the 20th at the Music Connection, I think, Best Kept Secrets Industry Showcase. And the second band was Fight From Above with their track Lines in the Sky. They're from Toluca Lake, and we played them on session number 4, right before their CD release in February for their EP It's Just Something to Say. They'll be playing a show on the 24th at the Gig in Hollywood with the third band that we played called Chance. Chance just released their 16th single, which you just heard, Life and Life Only, featuring the backup group The Choir. And we actually played them on the inaugural episode of the Southern California show. And this song had its world premiere here on the Insomnia Radio Network a few weeks back. You could buy this single at mynameischance.com. And I provided a link directly to the video in the show notes, so definitely go check that out. All right, next I'm going to play a band for you called Switchblade Kittens, which they came crashing onto the music scene with their punk rock cover of your favorite Titanic theme, My Heart Will Go On. It was played on 300 college radio stations in US, Canada, Australia, and Rodney, I think, discovered them and played them in Los Angeles here. And they kind of remind me of something Rodney would play too. It kind of sounds a little bit like a Japanese girl band, which that's actually listed in their influences, and they're really poppy, really good. Their members are Drama, Pep, Tabby, and Coffee, and they're an all-bass, girl-centric band, pretty much, and it's really cool because they have, I guess they invented two new bass sounds. They have these instruments, one's called the Bassorama, played by the band's Token Male. It's a bass that sounds like a guitar, and then the Bassola, which is engineered to play like a viola and keyboards, and then they have one called the Drum Bass, which is engineered to sound like a full drum set. So go ahead and check them out. This track is called Magic Cat.
Everywhere, flying ginger hair. His judge of wrongdoing, he gives looks a dagger. Up pounce from quite a small tiger. Raising in your company, he'll chew a spine. He's a magic cat. From a mile away, he'll smell a rat. And he's a magic cat. Oh yeah. He's a magic cat. Such a clever booty tat. Donkey.
Yeah, that was Switchblade Kitten with Magic Cat. Apparently, they just released a new video this last week called Ode to Harry and are also involved with a series of podcasts, the most recent of which features the songs Valentine's Day Massacre off their new album, The Weird Sisters. Now, their podcast sitcom is about a single Irish valley girl named Drama and her hilarious adventures trying to balance her eccentric urban family and succeed in a rock band aptly named Switchblade Kittens. One of the reviewers compared it a bit to how an episode of Scooby-Doo plays out. Think Elle Woods from Legally Blonde meets Spinal Tap, and you've got a pretty good idea of what you're getting yourself into. Latin heartthrobs, spontaneous combustions, and some chick that turns into a cat. You can pick up the Kittens CD on CD Baby and iTunes, and I'll provide a link in the show notes on how to subscribe to their podcast. Our last track is a bit of a bonus, and I'm going to close out the show with it. It's dedicated to all those bitter men and bitter women out there. It's a more jazz-influenced track called Yours by LA resident Sarah Gazarek from her album on independent label Native Language. Promonut has helped bring this track to us, and let me tell you a little bit about her. At 24, Sarah was fresh off the Concord Jazz Festival tour and recently graduated from Thornton School of Music at USC. In 2005, she released her first album called Yours, which open to rave reviews. It ranked on the top 10 of the Billboard Traditional Jazz Charts, top 10 of the iTunes Top Jazz Album Downloads, number 1 on the iTunes Top Jazz Album Download, and it just goes on and on from there. So, the LA Times said that she might well turn out to be the next important jazz singer. So I'd urge you, go check out her website, sarahgazarek.com. She's also at MySpace, and you can buy her album through her personal store on her website and also at eMusic. I'll see you next week for a few more tracks in the reggae vein. If you don't like reggae, I'll be back in 2 weeks with my regular show. So stay subscribed, and I'll see you next week. This has been Insomnia Radio, the SoCal Sessions.
You push, you shove, you do all you can, and time it slips away. Everything will keep its own place, and all that I say, when the distance keeps us distant, you know I'll always think about you. Even when I'm not all there, the love I have is yours. Baby, it's yours. You sit, you wait, you do all you can, and life, it fades away. But don't forget the soul that you have, and all that we say. Dark days come in, bright ones go out, but you make it better. People see it, and I feel it. The love I have. Baby, it's yours. It's yours. Forget the things that people say to try to hurt you. Forget their fears that overtake them in their lives. Forget this world with all its petty disappointments. But don't forget that you're the lovely person I love so. Dark days come in, bright ones go out, but you always make it better.